Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello everyone, Steve at GigPod here for Volume 3 of Only Here for a Visit. Have to always warn you that there's going to be some strong language and boomer opinions on this episode, so if you're not a fan of that, go and listen to some true crime podcast. Now, it was supposed to be Dan who was here doing this one, but I had to get a last minute replacement in, and we'll go into that in a minute about Dan. But joining me in this one is my regular partner for GigPod regular episodes. It is Rizzo.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, everybody. What a treat to be here on Only Here for a Visit / Don't Worry About Me.
It's got a terrible memory, John. Where are we doing this from again?
We're doing it from good old Molly Malone's, the best pub in Glasgow, our sponsors for GigPod, and it's great to be back here again.
The home of Guinness and the home of GigPod, John. And how is that Coors Light going down?
Going down sensationally.
Where did this Coors thing come from? Because it was always cider for you for years.
I don't know, I just liked it because it was cheap.
There's a shot. Well, how much is it in Molly Malone's?
£3 something, but so it is cheap.
So it's the dearest pint of Coors you've ever had?
Oh, probably in that London.
Your favourite place in the world?
No, no, for beer prices it's not.
See if you get like a £2 million payout for something, right? And they say, and you were given a choice to go and live somewhere for the rest of your life and just go and retire there, it would definitely be London for you, wouldn't it?
Probably because there's so much to do there.
It's pathetic. You are. It's so sad. That's so.
How?
But all right. I know it's got its own sort of weather system and climate, but it's still in the UK. That's sad. Would you not want to go abroad?
I don't know. Maybe Berlin. Berlin's great at all. But no, London. London is the best.
You were in Berlin recently, weren't you?
I was. Yes.
Enjoyed it. That was cheap as well, wasn't it?
It was much cheaper than Dublin.
Great transport. Thanks for the reminder there. John.
Yes. Great transport. You only had to buy one ticket for like. In the station, and it lasted you for the entire time you were there. Like, obviously, what you didn't want to do is lose the ticket. Like, right?
Oh, when my birthday? That was like 7 years ago or something, wasn't it?
Aye, if you didn't have the ticket in case the inspectors.
That's
came,
right, and my birthday in 2016, I had to pay like €80 fine.
Aye, but it was the one ticket that cost like €45 that meant you could go everywhere, and it lasted you for like 4 days or something. Fantastic. So, London first, Berlin second, Dublin 612.
I'd rather stay in Glasgow and retire there than can go to Dublin again without that. No offence to the Emerald Isle listeners, a great bunch of lads, but aye, let's not talk about Dublin for too long. It's meant to be a laugh here, John.
Yeah.
Dan's not here, so as everyone that knows might be shocked actually, Dan is indeed 23 years old, he's going to be 24, I think his birthday's like January or February or something, unless I'm just making that up. But he is 23, isn't he?
We are very much older than him.
Aye, we are, sadly. But everybody knows that for a 23-year-old, I think you would vouch for me here, Rizzo, that Dan has the physical and mental sort of mindset certainly, of a 55-year-old cab driver.
Well, he looks a bit older than 23, near offence.
I don't know how we could have a physical mindset there. I fucked that one up. Yeah, so Dan messaged me last night saying fucking tube that he is. He's got a sore knee because he's been playing five. He plays five every Wednesday. And his knee's been giving him jip. And then he messaged classic Dan late last night. He's worse than you for this. About like 5 to 10 or something, saying, brother, the doctor's orders, I've been told to rest up because of a gammy knee. Pathetic. It's sad.
Sad that somebody's only 23. No 24 for another 3 months. He's got a bad knee, I can't believe it.
I was playing football at his age, captain in a team as we know, John.
You were the Cal McGregor, your club. Are you not going to tell everybody what Celtic player you played against?
No, okay. Not in this episode. I've not drunk enough. Aye, so anybody that follows our Instagram in fact they wouldn't know this because only really sort of talked about it in the chat, didn't we? But John, what Celtic player viewed our story today, and why was it funny?
It was Greg Taylor, and it was funny because, well, he's on international duty with Scotland.
So he is tonight as well.
Exactly. So while he's on the bus, must be got in the game, must have thought, I wonder what the lads at Gigpod are doing. And they saw a hilarious story about me replacing Dan. And they must have the heart to laugh about it on the bus. So thanks for listening, Greg. We've always been a fan of yours.
Never criticise you after Feyenoord at all. Not us.
No.
It's probably Dan.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if he's on the bus or something going to the game, who's he sitting next to saying, by the way, look at these legends? / clowns.
I don't know. Maybe it's Callum McGregor. Maybe the players for the team stick together.
Think so.
Maybe, I don't know. There's two Celtic players in the squad. There's only eight.
I don't know who it would be. Who else is in that team? It's notable. It's a good... John McGinn's a good laugh, isn't he?
Aye. And Andy Robertson, maybe he's a Celtic fan.
Aye, he's not a good laugh, though, is he?
I don't know who else is a good laugh. No Steve Clark, anyway.
But you're looking better than I like him every day, John.
He's not got a moustache list.
That's his downfall, John. And hopefully he doesn't have one tonight, though, because we're going to talk about Spain v Scotland. Scotland only need a draw. And then that's it. If they get that draw, they get that much-needed point, they're through to Germany for the Euros.
By the way, I applied in that ballot to get tickets for the Euros, but I did pick the cheapest tickets available.
Oh, God, there's a surprise.
But 30 Euros is good for the Euros.
But that is good. Is that a way up more like quadruple Z?
Probably, but that wouldn't bother me just to be there in the Euros. And I did pick Berlin, the games in Berlin.
Have you ever been to a very good international game? You ever been to a high
I've only ever been to one international game.
What one was that?
Diego Maradona's debut as Argentina coach at Hampden. Scotland 0, Argentina 1.
Was that no November?
It was.
A rainy night
in November, yes. My cousin, who is currently in Spain in the stadium at the moment, he was only, I think, 9 or 10 or something, and his dad couldn't take him. So, me being the great cousin I am, took him. And I don't really remember anything about it at all, except it was raining and dreary. But that's the only international game I've ever been to. What about you? How many international games have you been to?
I don't know how many I've been to. I remember my first ever one for Scotland was 1993. Guy from Nottingham Forest, Brian Roy, scored a great goal at Hampden. The Netherlands, where they were actually hauling back
was
then.
Was it friendly?
Friendly, they won 1-0. He scored like from... It was like a John Collins-esque goal, like for the corner flag, and he just curled it right into the net past Gorham. It was a really crap game. It was, remember when Hampden had that, the old main stand?
Aye.
Where it was like wooden seats and all that, and it was just a riot. I mean, not much has changed, but the south stand is actually all right. But yeah, that was my first game. I don't know how many I've been to, but I was actually saying to Spunkford a couple of weeks ago. Sorry, Dan. I was saying to Dan when we did episode 1, I'm here for a visit, / don't worry about me. I was saying to him that the last game I was at was 2011. The Czech Republic 2 each game, the one where that guy done a terrible dive. Long time, sorry, Celtic target, left back, Mikael Kadlec.
Oh, of course.
Scored a penalty in like the last second, and I think that pretty much killed us going to Euro 2012. Spain eventually won that. But I've got to say, John, I sound like Ali McCoy's deal. Absolutely. I can't see Scotland get anything tonight. I'd love to be proven wrong, I really would, but it's got to be tough.
I mean, Norway's playing Spain on Sunday. If Norway don't win that, Scotland have qualified. So, I mean, I think Scotland probably will get beat tonight. But would it surprise you if Scotland would somehow get a draw, this Scotland team?
I would be shocked.
The
Spain side, though, are really clicking now.
I know, but this Scotland team's got something about it. It's the best Scotland team since, I don't know, the 90s, I suppose. So when we got to World Cups and stuff.
Did you think that Scotland team that got to France, though, was a good team? I thought they were maybe resilient, but I didn't think they were a good team. Best team I've seen like with Scotland growing up was the one that didn't make it to Euro 2008. They like beat France and Ukraine, and they were unlucky against Italy. They get robbed against Italy. Let's
Euro 96 was good, but we really should have qualified for the last day or whatever it was, but we only scored once against Switzerland.
Is that not the one where Holland like was 0-0?
0-0 with Holland.
Villa Park,
aye. They struck it apparently when John Collins handballed it in the line. Obviously could beat 2-0 off England. Beat Switzerland 1-0. At the same time, England beat Holland 4-1. And Scotland had to score another to reach the knockout stages. Because people might not remember, the younger listeners, not only did Scotland used to always get tournaments, but the big problem was we never qualified ever past the groups. So I mean, when I was a wee boy, when we were in like World Cups and the Euros regularly, we always like lost in like, a heartbreaking way. Like against Brazil or against like Germany or Denmark. It was always dead difficult games, groups as well. It wasn't ever an easy group. So, I mean, even the World Cup 98, well, that wasn't that bad. It was Norway, Brazil, Morocco.
In typical fashion, so unlucky against Brazil.
Trey Burley with blonde hair scored against Norway.
You should have beat Norway, we were all over them.
Morocco was an embarrassment. Jim Leighton didn't have his best night.
Who was the guy, Mustafa Hadji, that ran riot?
He played for Coventry, I think.
And then Villa.
And Villa, he was a good player.
Yeah. Cheapo as well.
Oh, he was a good player, aye.
He went to Coventry.
Yep, Gordon Strang. Probably bought him, I'd imagine. Great manager. But no, I think Scotland probably will get beat by then. You never know. It's like, I mean, when we played Cyprus, I only saw the first half an hour because I was going to a gig, but people were in a panic, like, oh no, it's one of their games, we'll blow it. But the game was won after half an hour. So it's a different Scotland. I know people are always going about how Scotland is crap, and it is. But it does say something that Scotland are doing so well, but then there's hardly any players in the team that play in the Scottish League.
The Scottish player at the weekend, saving Eric Ten Hag.
That's right, McTominay, what a guy who doesn't get in the Man U team but is absolutely brilliant for Scotland. I mean,
remember all that part about him coming to Celtic this summer?
I think that was
only on 90 grand a week or something.
That was deranged. I mean, we'd have to spend like at least 25-30 million for him. No, I mean, like John McGinn, I mean, well, he does well for Villa, a good team now, so I mean, I suppose. But it's not like, I suppose the only one that plays for like a, unless I've forgotten, it plays for like a team that might win the league is Andy Robertson. I mean, we've not got anybody at the English league. I mean, of course, a wonderful league. We've not got anybody at Arsenal. Tierney obviously's left. Not got anybody at Man City. No one at Tottenham. So I mean, he's the only player, Andy Robertson, and he has been a great player for Scotland. So I wonder if Greg Taylor will play tonight. I wonder who'll be left back. He won't be playing. So I wonder who'll be right back again.
Aaron Hickey, maybe.
Aaron Hickey.
Aaron Hickey, a good player.
A good player who should have probably been at Celtic now. Well done, Celtic.
By the way, Scotland shouts here. What's your thoughts on Lewis Ferguson? And now, how well is he doing?
I always thought that he was good enough for Celtic. I mean, he wouldn't sign for Celtic. Let's not kid ourselves. I know his dad came out and said, oh, wouldn't it be a big issue for me, but come on.
I think Rangers thought they were above all that, didn't they, as well?
I don't really think Rangers were ever really interested in him.
I don't think Aberdeen would have ever sold to him, though.
No, they would have. But I don't think Rangers were ever really interested in him. According to my wonderful Rangers chums, they were never...
The guys that don't lie,
they always tell the truth. They were never really in for him. And I suppose, like, much did he go for now? Like, three...
I think it was like 3 million.
It wasn't like big money. It wasn't like when Aberdeen.
Oh, but if wherever he goes down, it'll be huge. He's our captain against Inter Milan.
About at least 20 million.
Big money.
So I think he'll be the sort of guy that'll be in a Scotland team more than the next, I think, 3 or 4 years when the guys are now, like, retire. Like,
arguably, he should be playing tonight.
But that midfield three is very good, though.
Oh, they've got. I know that Clark will have a lot of loyalty. And those players, but if like Ferguson, same again, was to come off and Ferguson come on, you would get at that stage now with him.
I wouldn't start actually, him, though.
Aye, but if he was to come on, you wouldn't be like worried of that.
Aye, but this midfield three's gone, they've got the news the best in years. It's pretty mad that we're probably going to qualify for the Euros with like no issues. I mean, if we lose to Spain, it's expected because Spain are still a good team.
Aye, so give me your shoot prediction then for this one before we talk about other things. I've got to say Spain 2, Scotland 0.
3-1 Spain.
Stick with the football theme then, John. Both is we are marks for the beautiful game. There were many of them when we were growing up, and I'm talking about video games here, football-wise. I went all the way for like sensible soccer.
Well, and before that?
Well, there was Dino Dini's goal.
And before that?
I'm trying to think of the very, very first football game I played. Well, I think it was Sense of Soccer for me.
Well,
on the Amiga.
My mind's... This shows you I'm old. couple years older than you, don't forget. So I was a generation ahead of you, even though it's only 4 years. My uncle had a Spectrum, ZX Spectrum 48K. You ever heard of that?
You know on the Spectrum?
Do you know that the legendary home
that
computer?
That was before the Amiga.
Aye, that was like the first, like, well, I think Atari was probably the first one, but I was too young for that. But my uncle had a ZX Spectrum, and he had a game called Match 82.
Never heard it.
If you look it up, it's like a sort of legendary football game. The only thing I remember about it is that it snowed in it, and it just, when it snowed in it, it was in black and white. So then, like, it was loads of multicolours and stuff. It was probably just the way the Spectrum was set up. But then I had a Commodore 64. Did you have one of them?
I had an Atari, then moved on to the Amiga.
Well, Commodore then, was Amiga, it was the same
aye,
thing.
But then for there, it was like the NES, then the SNES, then the Mega Drive, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. What a console that was, John, I'm telling you. Stunning, truly one of the greats. Then it was PS3 and then like Xbox ever since. Probably had a PS4 and all, but I grew up, man. I think Sensible Soccer was the one that really sold me on it. Like, to anybody that didn't know, it was a top-down view you played, didn't you? Like, obviously, complete opposite of what FIFA is nowadays. Like, Sensible Soccer was the one growing up, but I think the one that hooked me out of them all, probably the Pro Evo games. They were like the pinnacle for me. I was in my early 20s, and the Pro Evo 3 onwards just hooked me. Like, the run they had, Konami, for like Pro Evo 3 to Pro Evo 6, some of the best football games I've played in my life. So enjoyable as well.
Well, I liked Pro Evolution more than FIFA. But do you remember the first FIFA? Years and years ago?
Well, you could, the ref used to chase you.
Aye.
Aye, and you used to, like, you could hold the game up for 10 minutes to avoid getting booked.
Aye, and it was sort of, the angle was sort of weirdly at the same.
And it was a big star around the player.
Around the player, the that's right. But Pro Evolution Soccer was one I was like best. Me and my mate Dave used to play it for hours. Shout out to Dave if he's listening. So, but do you want me to tell you the first games I ever played as my notes disappear?
Yes, please.
The first ones I ever played were, I don't know if you've ever heard of these, won't have. Micro Pros Soccer. You ever heard of it?
No, but I've heard of the one you've got there, the Emlyn
Hughes. Emlyn Hughes International Soccer. Well, that was brilliant because you could like customise the teams. So I just used to make it Celtic Rangers, not other Scottish teams. That was what you done for entertainment in the 1980s.
I'm actually thinking back on it now, by the way.
The late 80s.
See, because Celtic were the... I don't think Celtic were in Pro Evo 3 at the time.
No.
It was all just English teams, and I actually used to go in the editor mode at a time where I had no memory card, by the way. And I used to spend, like, about 5 or 6 hours creating a team of 15 players, calling them Celtic, getting the facial, like, sort of recognition, like, to look exactly like them. They all played in, like, multicoloured boots and all. It was, like, yellow or red or white boots. Very woke of me, John, I know. And, I used to do all that for ages. Before I even played the game, I think that was the most enjoyable bit, just putting Celtic in it. And now you've got, like, Celtic and Celtic Park now in this, like, new FIFA and all that. But I don't think I'll ever really play it.
Well, no, I've no bored with, like, video games for years. I don't know why. Must because I'm so...
Any younger generation are tuning out to this one now.
Must because I'm so mature.
By the way, how mad is that our core demographic is between, what is it, 24 and 30?
I don't know why. I mean,
Must be our wisdom.
We're both much older than that. But the first management game I remember was one called Tracksuit Manager. That was a Commodore 64.
Well, I'd have loved that because I'm always wearing them.
Exactly. That had, like, the real teams in it, though. So that was like a big one for that.
So it was all licensed?
No, they just sort of done it. Like, you didn't really get licensed in the days. Although I do remember that I had a game called Italia 90.
Was that not a top-down view as well?
It was, yeah. But there was Kickoff as well.
Do you remember the old ball you used to get for Italia 90?
No,
It was like that, and it was a ball with Italy colours, the green, white and red. And it had that wee Italia 90 mascot guy, the wee stick guy.
I remember him, yep.
And it was just a crap ball, but everybody used to see me kick it about when I was like 9 or 10 or something. Very strange.
Well, I don't remember that, I'll have to say. Well, Tracksuit Manager was like a sort of, I suppose, one of the first management games. But then I didn't get any championship.
Did you ever win anything, John?
Probably everyone. I didn't bother with Championship Manager for years until I got a proper laptop, because I just had like crappy computers and I thought I'm kind of bored with this.
My mum and dad always made sure I had a right good PC. Legends and that.
So spoiled.
No, I wasn't spoiled, I was just entitled and expected.
Yes.
No, honestly.
So I didn't get any like Championship Manager that until like the 2000s.
Who was your go to team?
Celtic usually.
It was always Celtic.
Aye.
Who was the first player you always signed?
I don't remember that.
I always remember, for me, it was always Kevin Phillips for Sunderland. We got him for $3 million.
I don't remember the minutiae yet, but I mean, I used to like it. With a box practically always based on Jose Mourinho, so we didn't see his face.
This pod, as good as it is, has ran on complete laziness. Look at you and Dan, for example, in the last few weeks. You're probably one of the laziest men I know, despite the fact that you do go to a gym. But I believe you wanted to talk about some competition.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Unbelievable. Headline. Montenegrins vie for record in lying down contest.
I mean, if you get any Montenegrin in you, John.
If only. It says,
you were a world champion at that.
Seven competitors lying down on mats are vying for the coveted title of lazy citizen after smashing the previous record in a satirical contest. Good old satire. Held annually in the holiday resort in northern Montenegro. A lying down record of 117 hours was set at last year's contest in the village resort of Brezna.
But as amateur hour for you.
Exactly, but as this year's competition ended the 20th day on Tuesday, the remaining contestants said they were determined to keep going, and I'll have the quote here from the 2021 champion Dubravka Aksic. All of us feel good, excellent. There are no health problems, they are pampering us. All we have to do is remain lying down. And look at them there.
So there's a photo, John, show me of literally they're all lying down. That looks like your dream.
I know. Participants lay inside the hut as they participate in a satirical contest to mock a popular myth that labels Montenegrins as lazy. People have never heard that.
Works, shy.
Know what the prize money is? 1,000 euros.
Is that it?
That's not really a lot, is it?
Not really. For
you want more for lying down.
But then, you would want more for that, definitely. As I say, like, you'd be an absolute world champion at that. Yeah, do you like a lie in at the weekends, or do you get up early?
I got up early.
What time did you get up at?
About 9.
9?
Aye.
I always figured
so you. So I go to the gym.
Is that what you do now? You go to the gym in the morning?
Aye.
Why do you go so early? Why don't you go?
Because it's less crowded.
Is that because everybody stares and all that?
Like, you mean I'm on a bus?
We'll get into that another time, I suppose, eh? Well, if there's an episode 4 after this. I'm surprised that I thought you would like a lie in and get up about like maybe 11 or 12.
No.
Well, you got up on Saturday. Did you know when you lie in at like 10:30 and all that at least?
I think I did on Saturday.
You still got up early on Saturday though?
I think I got up at like 10.
You didn't go to the gym on Saturday?
No, I didn't, no.
No, there's a surprise.
No, because I was going to the game and I thought I'm going to have to leave so early.
So, is your gym a local one?
Well, no, I need to get a bus.
You have to get a bus to go to your gym?
Yeah.
How far is it?
All about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honestly, man, for that Montenegrin competition, you don't walk it.
But why if I'm going to the gym? I'm going to exercise in the gym.
But can you know, exercise a bit more for 10, 15 minutes?
Oh, I could.
Too fatigued, aye.
Thanks for that. I might do that on Saturday. I'm going again Saturday.
Just a suggestion, Jonathan.
Right, okay. Now you do your funny story.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was reading a story. And there was a support alligator in Philadelphia. City I brotherly love, John. A support alligator was banned and there was outrage about it.
It was
a support alligator for a baseball game, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, and I'm like, look, I get it, right, America's mental. There's a lot of things I'm most surprised at with America, like, if you told me, right? But I just thought to myself, a support alligator, and there was an outcry about it being banned. I mean, come on. Like, I'm all for, like, a support. You're a cat fan. You like cats, don't you?
I do, yes.
Support cat, I get. And a support dog, fine. But when there's support alligators getting thrown into the mix here, surely, like, any sane country would go, like, that's never going to fly. But there was a big outrage in America.
Well, I hadn't heard of this until you told me about it, so the outrage couldn't be that bad, but it probably isn't a good idea to take an alligator to a sporting event. Maybe next time take it a budgie in a cage or something.
Somebody walks in with an alligator in this pub right now, right?
Would it be on a leash?
If it was on a leash, right, would you panic or would you just sit and have a drink still?
Well, I wouldn't want to let in Molly Malone, so I'd sit and have a drink.
There would be a lot of good publicity for the pub, I suppose.
Yes, with an alligator coming in, yes. I'm sure they'd love that. But would you live in America?
I don't think I'd last there very long with my outspoken views.
Okay, very good.
Do you think, would you live in America?
I don't know. I suppose it depends where.
If you were to choose a state, what one would you least fancy?
Florida sounds a bit crazy. No, yeah. Texas would be good, the home of the Cowboys.
John 3:16.
Steve Austin, another Texas legend.
The Mary Hill Rattlesnake.
Aye. The Lone Star State.
I think for myself, it would probably be... I'd last a couple of years in Nevada.
Oh, gambling?
Just go to Vegas and drink and gamble and then be all shocked and outraged when I run out of money and I get told to leave the country.
Probably not the first time that's happened to you.
Where's this gym thing came from?
Because I'm fat.
Is that it? Is there no...
Well, and I've got...
Was it doctor's orders or something?
No doctor's orders, no. But I've got a not serious health problem. And going to the gym will help fix that.
This is meant to be funny, by the way.
Well, that's why I'm going, though. It's no serious health problem, obviously. I've got nothing wrong with me.
That's debatable.
That's true. Oh, by the way, talking about people with health problems, Monty got his card.
What a nice way to put that there.
He'll love that.
For sake.
He'll love that, and Monty will be loving you. We're thinking about you.
Did he enjoy his card?
Aye.
Could you make it your writing?
My terrible handwriting.
Can you tell the listeners that you actually made that? I mean, that was a mistake.
Oh, well, what word did I spell wrong, was it?
We can go for a walk and you had to add in the go.
No, I spelled something wrong as well. Some word that I think a toddler could spell probably.
You couldn't even get that fix.
No.
It's too expensive.
We sent a card to Monty, who was mentioned in the last episode of Normal Gig Pod. Of course, we're all thinking about him. And I had to write it, and my writing was truly just abysmal. So I hope I don't ever get some gig where I need to write like behind, because I'll get sacked after about a minute.
See, when you're at the gym, is there any guys that are big attention seekers there, and you just think to yourself, get me out of here? What's your reaction to these type of people in the gym?
Nothing, I'm just going with my own.
Do you listen to tunes?
Aye.
Is it AirPods you've got, or have you got the wired ones?
No, AirPods.
What's your playlist?
Hardcore punk and thrash metal and speed metal.
Does it help you run?
Death metal.
So what's your routine?
I usually just go in the running machine and that. And
how long do you do?
Usually there for about an hour.
An hour on the running machine?
No, in the actual gym. You do like 10, 15 minutes.
And then do you do weights?
I just do some weights. This will show you, I bought weights.
You bought weights for the house?
Aye.
How's that been working out for you?
Well, I've still got a belly, so not that well. I've got an old exercise bike, I dug out and all. Well, I had it for absolute ages and just never used it.
I mean, I couldn't believe it when you told me. I've never known you.
Yes, you did. I did go to the gym once before and never went back.
That's right. You went to one in Cambridge Street, wasn't it?
I was too. I only went because it was free. This time it's actually no free.
You are absolutely unbelievable.
This time I'm paying more than you're paying for the gym.
I'm only paying a tenner for like a month and then it's up to 20.
Oh, that's the same as me. Are you going to the same gym as me? It's got two initials.
I certainly hope not.
No, I don't mean the actual just same gym as me, because you don't live in Mary Hill.
No, I don't, no.
Is it the same company? Two initials?
Start with a P?
No.
Right, there we are then.
Alright, okay.
No, I was for 4 months, I was at the gym quite a lot, and then for 4 months, frankly, just let myself go, turned into a fat sloth. I think it was getting to one point by the way when I was sitting down. I don't want to say I was getting chest pains, but I was dead uncomfortable going, what is going on here? So my routine is just going back to doing that incline running. It's good. Aye. I'm good at it. So,
do you use these? Do you do that thing where you walk up the stairs? Is that in the, that gym?
No,
you go
but on? I do that cross trainer thing as well.
All right.
Okay, as you can imagine, I wear the full Celtic gear.
Do you really?
Well, unlike a certain pub in Glasgow, you're allowed to wear colours there.
I just wear a black t-shirt and shorts.
I mean, there must be amazing being in a Papa Roach video, John. This really is the listeners' last.
Well, it's a normal black t-shirt. It's not even a band t-shirt.
Just a plain black t-shirt.
Well, I have worn a band t-shirt a couple of times.
I just usually wear the Celtic training stuff and all that.
You mean the full kit?
No comment.
Socks pulled up.
Well, John, all the best in your endeavours at that gym.
Yes, same to you. And no doubt, if I'm ever on this pod again, we can talk about the gym again. Are we getting anything else to talk about? Do you want to talk about the Shield for a minute?
No, we'll do that maybe another time.
All right, okay.
I know we've been talking about the gym, but I'm also starving and I'm going to order a lot of chips.
All right, okay, that's fine.
Nice and healthy. Right.
Yes. Right, so thank you for having me on. Only here for a visit, / don't worry about me. What's the schedule for next week?
Wait a minute, it's Hearts, isn't it?
Hearts on the Sunday.
I was thinking about getting an Opposing Force series maybe for a preview, but failing that, we're watching the game in here.
That's the plan.
So we'll just do a pod after the game here.
Yep, and then are we pods, because Celtic are playing non-stop until we've got a week off in November.
What, is COVID back?
What's COVID? Right, thank you, Stevie. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Only Here for a Visit, episode 3. Will I do my usual outro? Do I no bother this time?
Don't worry about me.
Well, I'll no bother doing it then. Right, thanks to you for listening. Speak to you all soon. Cheerio.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.